Blog Talk Radio.
Now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have one of gospel's great songwriters, Mr. David Frazier. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. So glad to be here with you this evening.
And so happy. We're so glad to have you on the line with us. If you don't mind telling our listening audience, I'm sure everyone knows who you are, but for those who do not, tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what you have going on.
Well, again, my name is David Frazier, and I've been blessed over the last almost probably 30 years now to write and record a little over 100 songs in the gospel music industry, and probably most notably, almost 30 songs with Hezekiah Walk and the Love Fellowship Choir, songs like Second Chance and How Much We Can Bear and I'll Fly Away, We Made It, Power Belongs to God, and also I Need You to Survive, which I Need You to Survive is now in three hymnals, Baptist, Methodist, and Episcopal hymn books. I also have my own series of music called Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs, and just released a new single on that particular series, which we will be releasing a new CD very soon and shortly called Grace Songs. And this will be my fifth Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs, but on radio now pretty frequently is the song Favor. I'm walking in the favor of God, and God is doing something wonderful in me, is getting some radio as well too, off of my previous Psalms, Hymns records. But the new single is called All For You, and there's a video on YouTube for that song as well as a single that's available now.
And that is that's the song we'll be playing at the end of our show, All For You. So, Mr. Frazier, how did you get started in writing music for others as well as for yourself? How did that all come about?
Well, it started in my teenage years. I was playing for a church in New York where I'm from, and my minister of music was a great songwriter, or is a great songwriter even now today. And I grew up in a church that sang a lot of original music. And in Brooklyn, New York, there were a lot of churches that had ministers of music that sang original music. Institutional Church of God in Christ made a lot of institutional radio choir albums. Washington Temple had the late Elder Timothy Wright as their minister of music. And, of course, we all know that he wrote a lot of music. And then the church that I went to, Bible Way, we had a lot of records that we made on Savoy Records years ago. And Michael Rogers was the person that wrote a lot of their music. So I came up in that kind of atmosphere. So when I became the lead musician at the church or minister of music at the church, in my teens, I started writing music from our church choir. And that's how it started. I started writing for the church choir and writing for the radio and television broadcast, and eventually start writing for choirs locally. And then eventually Pastor Hezekiah Walker or Bishop Hezekiah Walker asked me to write for him. And then people from all over the country, Karen Clark Shear, Yolanda Adams, Bishop T.D. Jakes asked me to write music for them. So that's how it pretty much started, almost 20, 25, 30 years ago.
And Where do you draw your inspiration from? How does the titles and the music all come together? What inspires you when you're writing?
Well, it's so funny that you asked that question, because I'm often asked, you know, where did this particular song come from? Where did this particular song come from? And I don't really have a lot of heavy, tragic stories about where the songs came from and where the songs were birthed. Not all of them, but I just think life has a way of being very inspiring. I'm a person that I'm always looking for different ways to express my Christian experience to people through music, and I'm always looking for different subject matter and different things to say. So I'm inspired by the Word of God. I'm inspired by the Word of God, whether it be prophetic or whether it be the actual written Word of God. Those things really inspire me. And sometimes just the Spirit of God just will drop something in my heart, a melody, and I expand upon it. So I thank God for that.
So when you putting your music together, do you go through a certain ritual? You know, like some people say, I got to meditate for so many days, or I need some alone time. How do you go by what moves you? I mean, do you meditate before you start writing your song?
Well, I write a lot, so I may be different from some other writers that may decide that they're going to make a CD and they'll go someplace and for 3 weeks and shut in and they'll come out with these songs. I write a lot, so I kind of draw from a catalog of music. I have about maybe 200-300 unrecorded songs that I kind of look through and kind of expand upon or kind of see how relevant the messages are and see how they bless me. And then I kind of will grab a couple of them and call a few musicians, and we'll start working on it from a creative standpoint. But I write a lot, so I don't really just write particularly for a particular project or for a particular artist. I kind of write all the time so that I have enough music that I can share.
So in your writing, you say you write all the time and you have so many songs. So when, say for instance, when someone calls you and say they need a song, is it easier for you to just pull one out of your catalog of songs and be able to give it to that person? Or do you have to kind of maybe get a look get to know that person a little bit and their ways or whatever they may be going through before you give them a song?
Well, it helps me a lot of times to know, I guess, how a person sings for sure, like their ranges, what kind of music, what kind of genres of gospel or categories of gospel that interest them, that they can do it well. Then I can pull from that aspect. Sometimes I'm inspired to write particularly for a particular artist that I'll submit to or something like that. Or I just kind of may be able to listen to them sing some things, and I can say, well, hey, okay, I have some things that would be perfect for you, and I'll send them two or three songs, and sometimes they pick them all, sometimes they pick one or two, it just depends. But I just try to write a lot to give people a lot of different variety and a lot of things to choose from, and that's how my process works for me.
Oh, okay. Now tell us about this. I'm reading your bio, and you founded God's Music Inc. Is that your own company?
Yes, God's Music Incorporated. I started in 1988. Just, you know, when I was asked about songwriting and I started reading and studying about songs and the music business, one of the things that they wanted you to do in the beginning of your songwriting is to develop a company name or a publishing company to publish your music under. And I could have very well chosen David Frazier Songs or Frazier Melodies or Davis Melodies, but I was inspired to call my company God's Music Incorporated, because I think at the end of the day, you know, my success would be through what God gives from a musical perspective. So started the company God's Music Incorporated then, and back then I was really just kind of being a musician and songwriting, and I've expanded it into music publishing, books. We make song books, and I have a written book out on music ministry called Send For Me a Minstrel, and I'll have another book published by God's Music Incorporated Publishing before the year is out called Breaking, which is going to be a book on worship, impacting your worship experience through brokenness and humility. So, and then also God, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, that book should be out before by the summer, and it's a book for, you know, just people that want to have a different experience in worship and have a different perspective from a biblical side. And we also manufacture, we also produce albums too. So when I produce a record, it's not just written, the songs are written and published by God's Music Incorporated, but I also produce records for God's Music Incorporated as well too. So we do a lot of things there, and we've been going strong pretty well over the last 20-some years.
That's amazing. You're extremely accomplished and very, very busy. Now, looking at your bio and the different people who you've written music for, what is it like? Well, as you – let me see. How would I want to pose this question? Who is one of your most inspired persons, I would say, that you write for, or the one who inspires you the most that you write for or have written for?
Well, I can say that I've been involved with a lot of different products and projects and different artists, and still involved with a lot of artists. You know, I'm often asked to write for a lot of different people. I'm really continuously inspired by people like, when Andre Crouch was alive, I was really inspired by him, Walter Hawkins, Marvin Winans, people like Michael Brooks, who wrote a lot of the Commission albums over the years, Percy Beatty out of Chicago, James Hall, very inspiring. And these are people that have more than three or four albums of writing to their credits. So I kind of like people that don't just do it necessarily for the instant hit, but do it because they love God and they love the music. They love the genre of gospel music. So those people inspire me. Or Donald Lawrence, you know, another great inspiring person.
Absolutely. So, Mr. Frazier, if you don't mind telling our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, and how they can go by getting your music, your books, whatever you would like to share with our listening audience, any words of wisdom, and you can do that at this time.
Okay. I will say first, again, thank you so much for the platform and opportunity to let people know how God has been blessing me and how he's been giving me things that hopefully will bless others. I'm very easy to find. I'm on Facebook, of course, David Frazier, and then David Frazier the second, or David Frazier 2 on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, David Frazier 1, on Twitter, Dave's Lyric. My website is davidfraziermusic.com, where there's a lot of information there. I have 4 CDs that are available for digital download and actual hard CD format. For those people that are still using CD players, all of my projects come in CD, and you can get those iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. Also, too, all of my music comes in songbooks of sheet music. So that's a great tool if your churches are looking for music to sing, and they may be musicians or singers that don't play by ear. You know, I have sheet music books for all of the songs, and all of the sheet music books and my book on music ministry, Sent From Me a Minstrel, is available at ntimemusic.com. That's the letter N-T-I-M-E music.com. Those people in Charlotte, North Carolina, will take good care of you and get you the products that you need. They also have my CDs there as well, too. The new single, All For You, just want to say, everybody that's listening, please go to YouTube and put in David Frazier, All For You, and watch the video, like it, comment it, share it on Facebook. I want to try to reach 10 to 20,000, 30,000 or more, even millions of people with a very simple message, All For You. That's my new single off of the Grace Song CD that's coming real soon. So definitely want everybody to support that. And again, thank you all so much. And from a word of wisdom perspective, I just like I encourage people to try to always find a place where they can praise God and they can worship God. Don't get caught up in personalities. Don't get caught up into where you are and who's asking you to worship, but get involved and understand who God is and that he's worthy of praise and he's worthy of worship. And do it not because of what God gives you, but do it out of a love and an honor and a respect for God for who he is. And you watch, if you worship God for who he is, he'll let you have some of the things that are in his hands.
That is so fantastic. And what you say is true, praising God for who he is. I am a praise and worship person. I love praise and worship. So I do, and in one song that I see you've written, I Need You to Survive. That's like one of my all-time favorites. I definitely love that song. So,
praise
Mr. Fraser, it has been our pleasure at OPM Live Block Talk Radio to have you on our show and everything you've done. And we're going to play at the end of the show, All For You. We're going to play that at the end of our show. So once again, we thank you so very much for being. Yes, it's definitely been our pleasure for being part of OPM Live Block Talk Radio.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless. We would like to thank our sponsors, Prevolution Art, B. Marcia Enterprise, TND Marketing and Management. Thank you so very much to our sponsors. And once again, this has been OPM Live, Block Talk Radio, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. And All For You by Mr. David Frazier.